Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 109, Grandmothers Speaking.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, I decided to record this session on the eve of the election here in the US, as I felt that so much is going to happen over these next few days and weeks that I didn't want to be influenced by that, but nor did I want to influence you. And that's why this particular podcast has come out a little early. But what I really wanted to speak about is something that is not about an election, not about even what's going on just this week or just these next few days. It's about where are we going forward? What's happening in our world? And wherever you are in the world, wherever you're listening to me or watching me, so much is happening. This is not just about the US. And I wanted to find this bigger framework from which we could work. And what came to me so often was my own mother, who was so much like a mother bear towards us as children. She would fight for us. And I didn't have or didn't know my grandmothers, but I always felt that that grandmother energy, that mother-grandmother energy was the one that I wanted to embody in my life as I became older. Now, you don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be old. Because within us all is that grandmother energy. And why do I say grandmother? Because she has a protection towards her young that is all about the next seven generations. She's not just about how's this going to work for me. This is about I want to see my youngsters grow up and my youngsters' youngsters grow up. And many of you may have children or grandchildren, or as I do, great nephews and nieces. I want us to create a world that is worthy of them. And what's going on at the moment isn't that world. And I want to speak about having that courage, that inner conviction, that determination to say things have to stop now. Because that's the energy of the grandmothers. There is a tribe in South America where it is very matriarchal. And the women look at the women in North America and say, when are you going to tell your men to stop? And this is not against men. It's just that women have that ability to see into the future, to see beyond the veils, to see what is worth fighting for, what is worth dying for, what is illusion, what is just serving one or two people's ego, and what is really going to help us as a species, as a framework for our spiritual evolution. So if you have men around you, if you don't have men around you, if you're a man yourself, what do you or I need to say, stop? And I can say that to my masculine self. Stop, Christine. Stop putting all these shoulds and musts on myself. Stop now. Where am I fulfilling someone else's destiny? Stop. Where am I getting lost in old stories or old grudges or she did this, he did this? Stop. What needs to stop in your life? What is no longer serving the greater good, or more importantly, your greater good? Where are you as a human being not acting as a role model for future generations? Why would the spirit world, the ETs, the new children of the new world want to come into this world? What are you and I doing that would persuade them that this is a great place to come? So I'd really jumped in this, but I'm saying this is not about politicians. This is not about leaders. This is not about other people. This is about what do we need to stop and what do we need to start? And it is a collective energy. So as I was putting this together, as you can hear, I'm very fired up. I was hearing those words that said, we need to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves, which means the wisdom of the serpent is the inner wisdom. The serpent is not bad. The serpent is that inner knowing, that inner wisdom. And the innocence of the dove is not about being meek or mild. That innocent is being beyond the thinking, as I always say, in no sense, out of our minds, in that place of pure heart, pure mind. And when we come from that pure heart and mind, it is not again about just saying, oh, I see everybody as lovely. It's having no filters of judgment. It is, I see everything, I know everything, I connect to everything, and I make my decisions from there. How does that sound? And this is a time where we need to move beyond the stories that are being created, the delusions, the illusions, the what we might call fake news, misinformation, but it's more about what does not resonate with us individually. And as I say, our minds and our emotions have been compromised. There is so much fear, so much shame, so much judgment floating around, and so much information. We do not lack information. We lack clarity, the ability to actually integrate that information into our being. And information should not be guiding us. It should be actually, we should be using our mind to be in service to our intuition, not the other way around. I intuit something, I use my mind as to how to create that or manifest that, not the other way around. And so this is why this whole podcast is called Heart Speak, listening to our heart. But we're also going to be listening to what is our deepest grandmother energy, that deepest energy of creation, that deepest energy that is fearless. What does it feel like to be fearless? Because it's when we're fearless that we make great decisions. And you might say, no, I can't be fearless, but it is not from a place of being stupid. It's not being in a place of saying, well, I should just walk into a road. No, of course you shouldn't. But when I recognize that I am never disconnected from spirit, that I am always one with spirit, then my fear dissolves because fear is about separation. Love is about connection. And having laid this theme for today's podcast, I'm asking us to make decisions from the place of love and not fear. I'm asking us to make decisions from our inner knowing, our inner wisdom, decisions that are right for the next seven generations. And these are not decisions, if I may say, about which leader should we have or what we should vote for. This is about what needs to end now. What is no longer in harmony with the way in which we want our children, our children's children, etc., to live a life? What needs to stop? What needs to start? Okay, so that's the theme. What's going on astrologically? Wow, a lot. So we had a Taurus full moon on the day when Uranus, the planet of sudden change, was also conjunct this full moon. So we saw, unfortunately, we saw earthquakes, we saw horrendous situations happening in countries where people were being killed. We saw riots, we saw uprisings. And it's not to say that Uranus is always negative, but it is often unexpected. Things happening unexpected, out of the blue. Well, that's what we perceive they are. And this connection between the full moon and Uranus will continue until the next new moon, which is about the middle of the month. So we've got 2 weeks of unexpected things happening that may be happening to the Earth because it's Taurus. It may happen to our bodies. It may happen to the way in which we see our security. Taurus so much likes its security. So our security is thrown into the air. So what gives us security? That's what we want to ask ourselves. Is it my mind that gives me security? Is it my home? Is it having money? Whatever that is, it's being disturbed at this moment. Is it having food on the table? What is the security that could be disturbed at this time? And then on the 3rd of November, we have Mercury going forward again in Libra, and then it will go back into Scorpio again. So this is good. We all go, yay, Mercury is no longer retrograde. So communication should improve. Oh, but it just so happens that it's actually squaring Saturn. Saturn in Capricorn about rules, regulations. So things where we thought communication would start to flow, things could be actually quite restricted, confusing, not as clear as we'd like it to be. And I think that this is coming alongside the fact that Neptune has been retrograde. Neptune is about mysticism, illusion. It's in its own sign of Pisces. So things are being created that look real but aren't. And you may know now that there are many ways in which you can create a form, we might say like a hologram, believe it's true, but it's really not. And things are happening, things are appearing that the truth of which we cannot necessarily verify. And even if we do, what does that really matter? So Neptune is going to continually go retrograde until around the 18th of the month, I think I'm right, when it will start to go direct again. So in this period of time, we have a lot of uncertainty going on. I may not have quite the right date for that, but I'm just going to say that that's the date that I can see. Well, actually, it's later on in the month, 28th of this month. So from now until the 28th, and even a couple of weeks after that, it's almost as if that which we thought was clear is no longer clear. And I can only keep saying is, don't trust everything that you're told. Check it with your heart, check it with yourself, check everything I say, check it with your womb or your sacral chakra, your prostate, depending on which gender, which what you have, but check it deep down inside you. How does this resonate? And how does it affect me? And am I really just pulling on old information that I've always had there? So therefore it's like, well, yes, I never did trust people like that. Therefore, here we go. Or yes, I always thought I was going to get sick. There you go. Because there's nothing in our emotional body that's rising up at this time that we haven't carried all our life. If we have a belief that we can infect people, oh, there we go. We're going to have that belief now. If we have a belief that people are going to die, that's going to happen. Everything is literally coming to the surface as we believe it. So nothing is new. This isn't like, wow, I've never had this belief before. Yes, you have. And the emotions are coming up that surround that belief. So this month, as I say, is going to be a month where it's really important. That's why I say you've got to be wise as a serpent, which means really go deep within yourself. Is this true? Is this a part of something that is going to create the framework of a new existence that I would like and I want for the world? Or is it just feeding into my emotions, my fears? Okay. And this is really coming together with what I think is happening. Now, many of you will be looking at, why is this virus still out here? What's going on? Now, the experts say that a virus really should go around the world within a couple of months, 2 or 3 months. And then we'll see some of it, but when it starts to mutate, we should see less and less cases. And so this whole idea of the second surge and here it comes again and we need to lock down really makes me know or believe that this is not acting like any virus we've ever seen. Now, one of the things that I spoke about last time is that we're seeing almost non-existent flu levels, influenza levels. So is part of what we're seeing actually the flu? Are we seeing different types of symptoms? Everybody's being very quiet about the types of symptoms we're seeing. I'm not in any way saying that we're not seeing the same symptoms as we saw with COVID, which are different in many ways to flu. But what we are not being able to define is this huge rise in cases. And I don't believe this is due purely to the fact that people are just going out into the world with, we're starting to see herd immunity. And I was reading about chemtrails. Some of you have read about these, and truly these have always been seen as people who, you know, chemtrails are those trails you see in the sky that we often say, oh, they're all due to aeroplanes. But if you watch them, you'll notice that the aeroplanes are not as low as these chemtrails, they're much higher, or et cetera. And all I can say is that today when I was out and about, I saw so many chemtrails in our skies above our where we live. And I'm just questioning in my mind as to whether or not there's something that's happening that is causing this second spike of infection. Now, you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but I have to look for evidence, my friends. I am not saying this is the cause. But as a good doctor, as a good scientist, a good detective, I have to say, what else is going on that could be causing us to be distressed? It is not in any way that we are not getting distressed or diseased. But what is happening? Because it may well be that we're focusing on the wrong thing. It may well be that wearing a mask may not be the thing that's going to serve me if there's something else that's affecting us. And this may not be clear. So please don't get lost in, oh my goodness, is this all conspiracy theories? Please look it up for yourself. Things are happening that are not what they appear to be. And that's all I'm suggesting. And I want to go back to the fact that my mother, who was this amazing woman who was like a mother bear, she was a mother bear, especially towards us as children. She would fight for us. She would protect us. I didn't know my grandparents, but I did know other women because I was brought up around a lot of strong women. And although they carried this strong woman, very intellectual, very intelligent, they also carried that strong feminine. And I know that each of you, whether it's been your mother, your grandmothers, aunts, someone you know, I hope that you've all known somebody, especially women, who have given you the protection and security you need to know that you're safe. And if it hasn't been anybody in your life, then let it be something in nature. It could be Mother Nature. It could be Mother Earth. But this is a time for knowing that there is a strong female presence that is not just about women being strong out there in the workplace, but a strong presence that I could say is the Great Mother or Mother Earth that's rising up at this time to say, enough, stop. Let's see through the illusion. Let's see what is true. And that which is not true, let it now be exposed as such. For there is so much that is being hidden that needs to come to the surface. And this is the third thing I wanted to say astrologically. Jupiter and Pluto are coming together again. They've done this before and they're coming together again around, and I'm looking around the 10th, 11th of November. What is Jupiter? Jupiter is expanding. Pluto is about that which has been hidden. So it can be a time where you are and I am experiencing our fullness of all our gifts that have been hidden to us until now. But what's also coming to the surface are things that have been hidden and secretive, and things that have been abusive. The number of children who go missing every year, the number of beings, men, women, children who are trafficked and never seen again. All these abuses that are kept under the surface. I pray that we will see a time where nobody is hidden in the shadows. Everybody feels safe and secure, that a child will never, ever believe that it's alone, that it lives in fear. I don't know what your prayers are, but they would be my prayers. And as I see Jupiter and Pluto coming together, this is why I saw this deep grandmother energy. I could call it the eternal grandmothers, whatever word you want to feel. But this is a female energy that's rising, that is not rising from a place of wanting to shout or scream. This is an energy that cannot be stopped. An energy I often relate to as being like a volcano that doesn't need to come up quickly, doesn't need to make a lot of noise, but it keeps coming. And I hope that you will be with me on this rising energy, not someone who speaks from their throat chakra, who has to scream, or who has to defend what they believe. This isn't about beliefs. This is knowing. This is a sense of, I know this is not okay. I know that what you're telling me is not the truth. I know that we need to change some things. My mother used to say to me and to others, you can tell whatever lie you want to tell yourself, but don't ever think that I believe your lies. She would tell me that. And she would go into any of my schools or anybody and stand up for us as children. And I would do that for you. And I am so saddened when I speak to men and women who have never known that level of love, protection, and courage that comes from a woman. A woman who doesn't need, as I say, to make a lot of noise, but will not let something continue anymore. And before we go on into a meditation, which we're going to do, I heard something that was so sad, that women are being asked or made to wear masks as they're giving birth. I couldn't think of anything that was more discouraging and unnatural. And that the men, their husbands who they'd been living with, who had been present throughout this pregnancy, were not being allowed to be in the same area. Or if they did, they had to wear masks, even though they'd been living together. This is ridiculous. Any of you who have been through a birth, you know you need every piece of oxygen you can get, every piece of being able to open your mouth to make sounds. It's a natural process, giving birth. Doing this behind a mask is so unnatural, so wrong. I remember when we used to say, oh, don't make a noise. But then I learned that the mouth was connected to the perineum, the opening where the baby comes through. And that when a woman opens her mouth, she opens her perineum. She allows this to happen. Doesn't have to, it's just making normal sounds of birth, of bliss. It's an orgasmic sound. And a woman being told to wear a mask not only causes great distress to her, but it does to the baby. And what I then see happening is that woman is then being taken for a cesarean section because, oh, your baby's distressed. Of course the baby's distressed. Because the mother's distressed. And I don't want to see more cesarean sections. We're already going in the wrong direction. Birth is natural. Birth is natural. The more natural we make it, the easier the birth. And I've been around home births and midwifery births. truly birth handled the right way with an experienced midwife or doctor knows which ones are going to actually go easily and which ones may need hospital help. And what I then saw was these mothers giving birth and nursing their babies on their breasts with a mask on. And the most important part of that bonding is a mother being able to look at their child with their eyes, for the baby to see the mouth, the cheeks, the chin, and to hear the sweet words of the mother and to feel the touch on the skin. This is oxytocin. This is how we bond with our babies. And that bonding then teaches that baby to feel safe, to trust other people, to trust being on this planet. It is immoral that mothers are being asked to wear masks and that the baby is not being able to be free with this mother. I don't know. I think the future is that we will see more home births. I hope so. More births occurring in what I was born in a nursing home, where there were midwives and the doctor was there, but it was all about a woman's natural ways. My only hope is that as we go through this, we'll see the unnatural matters, just as we've seen the appalling situations where people have died without having their loved ones around, without seeing them, without touching them. I don't want to see babies having that same experience. These two most natural forms of rites of passage, birth and death. We need to be touched. We need to be spoken to. We need to be sung to. And there's nothing that should stop that. Love at that time is the most pure and beautiful form. So, my friends, I think I have said, I think you hear my passion. And I would like to just share a brief meditation with you. When we meet some of these, what I call grandmother figures. Now, these are not the grandmother figures that we might see in the just taking care of you. These are the figures that I call the dark goddesses, the crones. Are you ready to meet these beings? These are beings that say, nothing will stop me loving you. And that when my crone comes towards me, she says, I love you so much, I will not let you be less than you are. When you're around a crone energy, they speak from their sacral chakra. They speak from their rootedness, not from their throat. And they will move mountains. But as I have found, they also have a tendency not to suffer fools gladly. So when I'm in my little self worrying, they often will say, enough, let's go. So these are like Sekhmet, Lilith, Kali, Kalish, Ereshkigal. You may know more. These are these wonderful archetypical energies. Now, you may well not need that type of archetype. You may already know a grandmother figure, your own grandmothers, your own great-grandmothers, your mother, who you know embodies what I'm speaking about. They have the eyes to see. They have the energy to bring about transformation, and they don't suffer fools gladly. Are you ready? If you're in a right place for this meditation, please close your eyes. Take a short breath in, a long out breath. Release all the thoughts going on in your head. Again, short in, long out, down through your body. Breathing all those thoughts down into Mother Earth. Short in, long out. Settle yourself wherever you are, in the chair, on the bed. Be at peace with yourself within your body. Move your awareness down to your sacral chakra. It's just below your umbilicus, below your belly button. And if you're a woman, move into your womb, even if you haven't got a womb, your etheric womb. If you're a man, you can focus on the prostate, if that's where you choose to go. But this is the home of the dark goddess, the grandmother figure, the wise grandmother. And through your sacral chakra, see yourself by a fire. Your fire can be in a home, in a building, or it may be out in nature. Feel the heat of the fire. Not too hot, just warm enough. Hear the sparks of the fire. Look around you, and what you see is this old woman, this grandmother figure. She may be stirring a pot, or she may be doing something else. But she's sitting by this fire, and she is pleased to see you. What does she look like? Is she like Kali or Sekhmet or Lilith? Or does she have her own face that you know so familiarly from maybe a grandmother or even a mother figure? And maybe she's just an old wise woman. And you can see that as she looks at you, she's seeing right through you. A little disconcerting. How does she greet you? Hear her greeting now. Maybe she's telling you what she sees. You might not like it, but she sees into you. You may ask her a question of something that's going on in your mind. And you may actually ask her to take something from you, to put in her pot if she has a pot. So ask her the question, and if you need to, ask her to take something from you. Be willing to give it to her. And now ask her those direct questions. What do I need to stop? Hear her now. And what do I need to start? Hear her now. And just for a moment, imagine that you could step into her, feel her energy. How does that feel? And if you could look through her eyes, the eyes of seeing, eyes of the owl. What do you see is true and what is not true? Whether in your life or the life around you, see it now. And now stepping out of her. you have a choice. You may ask her to come with you if you're ready, which means that you're asking that you should be seen by her, be wise as her, but not be able to hide or hide behind something anymore. If you are ready to be truly seen and known as you are, and not to hide who you are, then you bring her with you. Otherwise, you can just receive something from her that reminds you that she is present in your life. Make your choice. And now finally, allow that image to fade. Either bringing her or a gift back with you, plus her wisdom. Bring yourself back into the room where you are. And now as you open your eyes, if nothing more, ask her that you may see what you need to stop and stop it. You will see what you need to start and start it. And that you will have the wisdom and the insight to see through anything that is not real or does not connect you and others more fully to love. Let love and connection and wisdom lead you now. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.